Hobson's Choice, a Due South Fic by Arwen, read by Desiree Armfelt. One day, maybe because there'd been that case with the kid last week, or because Ray picked up Fraser from his pro-Mountie propaganda visit at the school that day, Ray's on their porch swing, beer in hand, and he starts telling Fraser about how he tried to get Stella to have kids. Over and over he brought it up. Fraser knows what he can be like. Fraser dips his head. Ray takes it as a nod. When finally she was like, "No, I just don't want to get pregnant and give birth. I can't miss that much work. I just... no, Ray." Which, okay, that's her choice as much as the other thing, which is another story. He starts researching foster and adoption. Like, all out. He gets into it. He calls all the institutions, or all the ones he hasn't had run-ins with. He researches the laws. He gets references. He interviews workers. And hey, if they think it's for a case, let them. He doesn't tell her until he's gone as far as he can without her cooperation. He lays it all out for her. All the paperwork and the next steps. There were checklists and a chart. He was pretty proud of that. He knows how much she loves those. He tells her about how he'd been volunteering with Big Brothers, because he's serious about this. He wants to show he can hack it. He lays all that out there. And okay, his leg's jiggling. Of course he's nervous. She's gonna start the interrogation any minute, but he's ready for it. He has answers. But he's really not expecting what does happen, which is she stares at him, and laughs, and starts talking, and then yelling. And then she's done. Quiet, cold, desperate, determined voice telling him they're through. There's a pause, and Ray slowly swirls the last third of his beer around in the bottle and says, a decade distant, that it was the one thing he ever wanted as much as he used to want Stella, as much as he wants Fraser. But, he says, life's about choices, and he sure as fuck isn't giving up this, so here's to missed chances. He downs the rest of the flat, warm beer and grimaces. Fraser watches him, eyebrows creased, and says, "You don't have to choose." Ray says, "Nah, not anymore. I made my choice, and you're stuck with me. You try to kick me out now, I'll handcuff myself to the stove. I'll handcuff both of us to the stove. I'll..." Fraser rubs his eyebrow and interrupts that, romantic if slightly terrifying and illegal promises aside, that wasn't what he meant. Adoption by same-gender couples is legal in Canada, Ray, and in fact, there's a great need for both foster and permanent homes in the North, as far too many Indigenous children end up going south and are separated from their families and communities. In fact, I recently processed a request by... well, that's not important. What's important is... And Ray's staring at him, jaw and empty bottle hanging loosely. "Ray, will you do me the honor of having a child with me?" The end.